this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. And we have a little bit of something going on behind the scenes here, but no worries. So our guest, Dr. Elena George, is going to be with us. But apparently we are working on getting an updated phone number for her. So here's what is happening. My producer, Joy, is working on that right now. And Mackenzie up at GCN, just watch your studio email because she's going to be getting some updated phone numbers for you. And we had verified the phone numbers, but maybe those changed or something else is going on. Who knows? But we will figure this out here momentarily. In any case, what we're going to be doing this hour is talking about the whole episode of what's going on right now, which I'll be honest with you, I am totally confused because we have millions of people on Obamacare, and now we haven't really heard much about it in the news recently, right? But we have the mandate where people are required to buy health insurance, the penalty and the mandate. That was included in the tax reform bill. So that passed. So you are no longer required to have health insurance or face a penalty. Now, that may sound good, and I think it is good. I'm excited about that. But where does that then leave Obamacare? Because as it was with the mandate in place, which was forcing younger, healthy people that would not normally have health insurance, it was forcing them to have coverage. And from everything I've read, that is sort of what made Obamacare work, which was that we had younger people forced to buy the coverage that weren't using it. And that's what made kind of the money side of it work. But even with that being the case, it was still not working. It was still not working out. Even forcing younger, healthy people to have the coverage, they still were not able to make the numbers work. So what happens now? What happens to those people who have Obamacare? What happens to those people who have traditional health insurance? Because of this, are we going to see the cost of traditional health insurance go down? I don't know. Will we see people on Obamacare lose their coverage? Is Obamacare and the so-called healthcare exchanges, which I know in some states were down to like one insurance company to choose from, what happens to the exchanges? Are the exchanges all going to disappear? One of the things I really love about Dr. Elena George is all of the information, and you can go to her website, drelenageorge.com. That's drelainageorge.com. drelenageorge.com is her website. And at her website, there's a tremendous amount of information there for you, including alternatives that you can look to. One thing, for example, that she's talked about as she's been with us before is the whole idea of shopping out your medical procedures. And there is in Oklahoma, apparently, a surgical center where they operate on a cash only basis. Now, I've shared this information with people before, and they've laughed at me. They've said, how in the world can I possibly trust a cash-only surgical center? Well, these are fully licensed doctors. This is a surgical center that meets all of the same standards of any other surgical center. But like many doctors, this cash-only surgical center operates on a cash basis and has found that they can charge just substantially less money because they're not dealing with insurance and trying to collect money for months and months and months and dealing with Medicare and all of the nonsense and all the hoops that you have to jump through if you're providing services to people where they're not actually paying you directly, where they're paying just a small copayment and then the insurance kicks in to pay the difference. From what I understand, and I'm not in that business, but that is very expensive to attempt to collect money that way. So Dr. Elena George, who will be with us, I'm sure, here momentarily, she's got a great new article on her blog, which is the end of the ACA mandate and the beginning of healthcare consumerism. I'm just super curious to find out kind of where we go from here, because all of the ideas, all of the strategies that Dr. Elena George has shared with us before, which is the ability, for example, you can do this right now, is to just go out in your community and just pay cash if you need to see a doctor. And what I do is I have the Christian Medical Sharing, which is similar to what Dr. George recommends, the Liberty Health Share. These are medical sharing plans. And in my own case, as a 53-year-old man, I'm in good health, but I take blood pressure medication. I'm not in 100% perfect health. And I think I pay a little over $200 a month, but I have a $7,000 deductible. And so what that means is the first $7,000 I have to pay for out of pocket. So what I do is when it's a doctor's visit or a smaller procedure, I'll just pay cash for it. And so there are websites you can use now to actually shop things out. Just as one example, a colonoscopy, which now that I'm going to be 53, I guess I'm supposed to start having these colonoscopies every, you know, few years. I haven't ever had one, so I'm probably going to have one soon. So I was using one of the websites that Dr. Elena George has recommended to us, and I noticed that a hospital might charge you $3,000 or $4,000 for a colonoscopy, but if you use one of these websites that she links to at drelenageorge.com, I was able to find a colonoscopy where if I paid cash, I could get it done for like $600. And again, I know people belittle this and they laugh and they say, yeah, but what kind of service are you going to get? In many cases, it's the exact same place that you're going to, that you have a cash price, which can be $600, and then you have the insurance price, which is $3,000-$4,000. I kid you not. And I think this is part of, you know, it's almost like a used car lot. It's kind of the type of shadiness that goes on within these medical providers, whether it's a hospital or a surgical center, even with dentists, which, you know, my wife is constantly battling with dentists when she goes in with her dental insurance, which she pays for a lot of money for each year. She's a school teacher, so it's partly subsidized, but she opts for the dental insurance, pays a lot of money for that, and still runs into trouble with all the headaches of using it, and then it doesn't cover what they say it's going to cover, and on and on and on. It just seems like, man, when we could go back to like the 1950s or the 1960s, when you were sick, you went to the doctor, and you just wrote it, you know, you got your cash out. I guess we wouldn't even have checks back then. I was going to say you just write a check, but you just paid. You just paid for it. And I think that would be better for so many people. But I'm sort of doing a combination of the two things. I'm carrying the medical sharing plan, but I'm carrying the high deductible. So to keep my costs down to a little over $200 a month, I have that obligation of having to pay the first $7,000, which I don't mind doing because I'm saving so much. But I also have the Aflac insurance to go along with that, which kicks in if there's any kind of an accident or major medical procedure that's needed. All right, we'll take a break. I'm sure we'll figure this out. and Dr. Elena George will be with us after this break. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and we are talking about saving money on healthcare. And our special guest is with us. Dr. Elena George is with us. She is a medical doctor. She has an ear, nose, and throat practice. She's an extremely intelligent lady, graduate of Princeton, a graduate of Mount Sinai School of Medicine, and the author of Big Medicine, and she's been with us many times before. Dr. George, good to have you back with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back with you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. So in the first segment, well, we were trying to figure out phone numbers and all that stuff, the excitement of live radio. I was just sharing with our listeners what I'm doing, which I've mentioned to you before. So I'm in the Christian medical sharing, and I have the deal where the first 7,000 is on me. I think it's 7,500. And so I'm kind of in that position where, you know, the first dollars I pay for out of pocket. And I've actually found it to be quite interesting how I can pay so much less than everybody else when I just offer to pay cash when I go to my doctor. And I even found one of the websites that you're linked to where I could shop out, like if I need a colonoscopy. And I found that some hospitals are charging, like surgical centers, like $3,000 or more in this area. And then if I use the information you provided, the same procedure, like $600. And I just can't believe the difference. It's amazing. It almost seems like a scam. I mean, that the person in the surgical room next to me is paying five times. I felt bad when I was on a plane and I got like the $200 ticket and somebody else sitting next to me paid $500, but this is even worse than that.
Well, you know, it's a scam, but it's the opposite. It's the people who carry insurance that are actually paying more than the actual price. It's completely inflated. It's completely non-transparent, and they're making out like bandits on the backs of patients. And when you pay for something out of your pocket and you become a healthcare consumer, you really have the knowledge of how much power you actually have as a patient, because you can shop around, because you'll find what you and I both know now, that you can get better services, faster services, better care, and pay a fraction of what your insurance price would be.
Yeah, and one thing we wanted to get into tonight, and I mean, so much on your website, if people want to go there, Dr. Elaina, and that's spelled E-L-A-I-N-A, drelainageorge.com. And I love on the right-hand side, folks, there are all these links, locations for medical tourism, discount medical and dental, all kinds of different links you can use to shop for medical services that you need, even that cash-only surgical center that I mentioned, you can get there through her website as well. But tell us what's happening. I see your new article here. And as I was saying in the first segment, so the mandate has gone away. A lot of people don't know this, but it was part of the tax bill. So there's no longer a requirement, a law that says you have to have health insurance or you owe this enormous IRS penalty. So that was taken away. And that's a great thing. I'm glad it was taken away, but wasn't that the only thing keeping Obamacare going, was that younger, healthier people were being forced to buy insurance when otherwise they would not? And even with that, Obamacare was already on life support, no pun intended. What happens to it now?
Well, I think you're right. It was the underpinning of Obamacare. It was this force feeding of this this law down people's throats. Young people were paying and subsidizing for people who were older and sicker, and people in the middle class and working class were paying for basically carrying an insurance card and never going to the doctor because their out-of-pocket costs were so high. And ultimately, what we've seen is people were opting out of this thing, you know, even though there was a mandate. A lot of people found that it was cheaper to pay the fine than it was to actually carry health insurance. And people were still going to the emergency rooms, and in some cases, in many cases, too many cases, not going at all or foregoing treatment. So not buying their prescriptions, not getting labs done, not getting procedures done, because they were priced out. And my argument always has been, what's the point of carrying a health insurance card if you can't afford to use it? You're literally paying into a system, making an insurance company richer, and you're not getting any care. And what they did to drive this was fear. I mean, that's how this usually works.
Because most people I know on Obamacare, Dr. George, they were in that bronze plan that had like didn't cover really much. It was just sort of like a catastrophic coverage, and they were still paying a lot for that, even though they were getting subsidized and all that, they were still paying a lot out of pocket for that.
Absolutely, but they also weren't getting access to care. A lot of doctors stopped taking the Affordable Care Act altogether, specialists, pediatricians, et cetera, and people were stuck in going to the hospital to get coverage. And that was not the whole point of the exercise. It was to give people access. It actually worked out the opposite way. And I initially took Obamacare when it came out, and we quickly learned that even though a patient came in and we did everything by the book, you get your pre-certs, you do whatever you have to do, they would deny the care after the fact. Not necessary, experimental, not covered. It was a total scam, and we quickly
much
figured
like
it
Medicare,
out
is that
it.
Why is that why a lot of doctors also don't take Medicare because of the
Medicare,
problems and
well, I would go one step further. Medicare has so many regulations and rules that you can run afoul of the system and not even know that you're doing it and end up in trouble with the government. Same thing with Medicare. Medicaid and Medicare work pretty much the same way, and it's become punitive. Medicare is to such a degree now that if you undercharge somebody, that means you don't bill them what you're allowed to, you underbill them. That's considered fraud, and they can fine you. I'm not kidding. They
wow.
fine you $250,000 per incident, and that drove a lot more doctors out of it. It's not the money. It's the fact that
yeah,
you
it's
can't
just
keep
it's just
looking
I mean you don't go to college for all those years and have a love for people and a love for medicine and science to want to be dealing with red tape. And that's why so many doctors that I know personally, they have these enormous office staffs of people that are getting paid a lot of money to sit there all day and be bill collectors and paperwork people. There's even now degrees you can get, like a master's degree in like billing. In medical billing, and I'm thinking, wow, really? I mean, you have to go to college and get a master's degree now to handle the billing in a medical office. But Dr. George, what happens now to all of those people that were on this Obamacare? Are they going to get like a notice of eviction that you're done and you got to find something else? And what else is out there for them other than like the medical sharing? Is the private, you know, regular health insurance that was there before Obamacare, is that still around? And can people just transition to that? And are the costs still skyrocketing?
Well, let's look at the mandate and what it does, you know, in a nutshell first. It doesn't kick anybody off the Affordable Care Act, okay? That's the beauty of it. If you like it, you can keep it. If you don't like it or you couldn't use it, now you are free to look at alternatives. Medical cost sharing, Christian sharing ministries are one option, and it's very valid, and they work.
All right, we're going to hold you right there. I set it up, a great setup here for after the commercial break. Dr. George is with us. Her website, drelenageorge.com. We're getting into it now. What do you do if you were on the Obamacare? What can you do now? We'll have that for you after the break. Don't miss it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. We're talking with Dr. Elena George. Her website, Dr. as in doctor, Elena, Elaina, George.com. DrElenaGeorge.com. Because you want to go to the website because there's so much there. And then, of course, her book is called Big Medicine. You can get that at Amazon. There's a lot of resources, especially towards the back of the book, which I look at quite frequently. Dr. Elena George, throwing it back to you, the question you were answering is what people do now, and you started by talking about medical sharing is still, that's not affected in any way, right? So they can still do Christian medical sharing or Liberty Health Share, none of that. I mean, it was a nice thing, right, for people to have an option to not be fined to have that in place of Obamacare, but it hasn't gone anywhere because the fines have gone. We can still do that because people were doing it before and now they're doing it after.
Absolutely. And they're finding, like you did, that the out-of-pocket, being responsible for more of your healthcare costs up front, you're able to access a completely discounted system. Another thing I would do, and what I did personally, and people in my office, I've offered them, is supplemental policies such as Aflac. People don't know a lot about that. I think they see it on TV and hear about, Aflac, but they're not sure what it is.
Aflac.
It's a supplement. Exactly.
We bought that because you said to do that. So we've had that now for a couple of years. My wife is a school teacher, so we took the best one of the options they had, and we both have that coverage through her work now.
And isn't it like a peace of mind that you have it? You get actually paid for staying healthy, really. If you go to get a colonoscopy, you get money back. If you go for a dental treatment, dental work, if you have a dental portion of the plan, you get a check back. So what it does is it supplements and augments your paying power for your healthcare needs.
So I looked at it as like a way to sort of offset my $7,500. Mm-hmm. Like if something happened to me, I practice martial arts. So let's say I'm down at the martial arts gym and I'm sparring and I get hurt, then I would have to go to the hospital and everything before that first $7,500 I'd be responsible for. But that Aflac would kick in and pay me because that was an injury. And so that's how I looked at it, as sort of a way to offset that. And it's not that much. It's pretty inexpensive. No. I don't know. What is Aflac now just generally costing people per month?
If you have your business coverage, like you offered as a plan to your employees, it runs anywhere from about $15 to about maybe $30 a month for a plan. And
yeah, I think that's all we pay. It's like for both my wife and I, like $50 total.
Yeah, it's not crazy at all. And you mentioned the accident part, but they have catastrophic coverage for cancer, for stroke, for heart attack, for kidney disease. So all those big ticket items that people can get nailed with and not be, you know, ready for it, they cover you with a $250,000 policy. So if, God forbid, you come down with that diagnosis, you just contact your Aflac, the person who's your advisor, whatever you want to call the person, and that's all you have to do. There's no pre-certing. There's no proving. It's based on your diagnosis. And it's not insurance, just like the Christian Sharing Ministries. I think what we really have to get our heads around is that the insurance plans are not really there. They don't love you. They're not there to help you. They're there to make some money off of you. And they want you to pay a premium. They don't really want to pay out. And they'll do everything they can to make it as hard as possible. When you leave that system and you start covering your own care and you're more of a partner in it, then it's about coverage, right? So the Christian Sharing Ministries don't deny you coverage. They don't have you pre-cert. Same thing with Aflac. You actually have a problem and they help you. And that's the different mindset I think people need to be aware of. I think insurance plans have done a wonderful job of marketing, making themselves seem like they're the most important thing. And in actuality, they're part of the problem and why the health insurance costs are so high. They only really have a value if people feel like they can't afford the service. So they need the insurance company to help them. And that's where they get you, because they make you feel like they're important, but in actuality, they're not helping you.
And so many of these medical sharing plans, they've got some really innovative things where, honestly, I haven't even looked into this, but supposedly as part of my medical sharing, I've got the Christian Care Ministry. I've had that since 2012. Mm-hmm. Supposedly I can like use a doctor on the internet. Like I can press a button and a doctor appears on the screen and I can talk to a doctor live
telemedicine.
And have a video connection to a doctor 24 hours a day. They're sending me all this stuff that's included. I'm like, what? You can actually do that?
Yeah.
But these are the kind of things now that are starting to be included with even these medical sharing plans.
Well, I'll give you an example. I'm a member of Liberty HealthShare, and they offer medical tourism. So if you want to leave the country because there's a better option somewhere outside the U.S., that's covered. They also cover holistic treatments for people who are more into alternative treatments. So it's really about the member, and it's very flexible because the membership drives the coverage. That's not heard of in an insurance plan. So that's something that people really need to take stock of. How much power do you really want to have over your health care? Or do you want an entity to decide what should be covered, how valuable something is? And I don't believe that should be an insurance company. That should be between the doctor and the patient, in my opinion. And the way you run that is to have power of the purse. Another thing that people can do is start to go to websites. If you have prescription drugs, you can go to websites called like blinkhealth.com, goodrx.com, and they give you a discount up to 70% off brand name and generic medications, which you can't get from your insurance plan. So there's a parallel system that's come online over the past 7 years that is running. It's like the best kept secret here, where you don't have to wait to see a doctor. You can see a specialist. You know what cost it is going to be before you walk in the door. You can prepay for your services. And you know exactly what your budget is. That's how you put pressure on the system. System right now thinks it's the only game in town. It's too big to fail, and it's going to do whatever it wants, and you have to take it. The more people decide they're going to opt away from that system and they're going to cover their own needs, that's what's going to bring the insurance companies to the table. It's not Congress that's going to fix this. It's the patient. And if the insurance companies lose all these healthy members just paying a premium and not using it, and they're going to now have to, you know, play with the market, right, and offer something that patients are going to want. And that means the catastrophic plans will come back. You know, that's how the system is going to be fixed. It's not what's been going on.
Yeah, more like the free market will come
Absolutely.
Back. But even so, these plans, one of the biggest objections I hear from people with things like Liberty Health Share or Christian Care Ministry or the Samaritan Health Sharing Plan is they don't believe that it's as safe or that they're as protected if they have quote unquote regular insurance. But you've explained to us before that these companies have like giant umbrella policies that make them able to pay yeah. if something happened. Tell us how that works.
Well, they have, the best way to put it is an endowment. First of all, these are not new companies. Liberty Health has been around for about 17 years. And people who join these memberships are generally people who have, you know, they want to control their health. They're not going to the doctor for everything. They're usually pretty healthy. So people have been paying into a system that's not building big, you know, palaces for their flagship locations. You're not having CEOs drive around in major, you know, huge cars and such. It's not.
Is the comparison to like a credit union versus a bank a good comparison?
I think that's a very good comparison. You know, it's about the membership, and the membership is responsible. So I'm a member. I don't go to the doctor for every little thing, but when I go, I get covered. And they do cover things like going to the doctor once a year for a full physical. That's not even going to incur any kind of payment out of pocket. They cover it. So it's all about the responsibility and taking responsibility for your health. It's a different mindset than someone who just basically buys insurance. And I think that's a good thing, frankly.
Yeah, because if we all start looking at what things cost, I mean, maybe mm-hmm. we'll buy healthcare like we buy groceries, and it'll bring the price down because people want to be competitive. They want to be consumers with the cost of things. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about this cash surgical center. A lot of people asking questions about that and more. We'll be back.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and my special guest, we have one more segment, Dr. Elena George, her website, drelenageorge.com. Dr. George, do you still have the radio and podcast and all of that?
I sure do. It's called Medicine on Call, and it runs live on Wednesday mornings on America's Web Radio, 9 to 10 Eastern Time. And it's also on Liberty Talk FM on the weekends at noon.
And I also see here there's a link to the iTunes. If people who want, you know, a lot of people, our listeners, do the iTunes downloads and listen while they're driving or exercising or whatnot. Now, tell me, I want to talk about two things. First, not the surgical center. I'll talk about that in a second, but the Cash Surgical Center. But just in general, like if someone needed a colonoscopy or they needed hernia surgery or something that isn't like an emergency and they had the time to shop it out, tell us how they would do that.
They can go to a website called Join the Wedge, J-O-I-N, thewedge.com. And it's a listing of all independent practices, specialists and otherwise, across the country. And they find someone located near them, click on it, and they should be able to make an appointment. Or they can also go to the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. That's the independent version of the American American Medical Association. And they have a listing of doctors across the country that do that as well. So there's plenty of sources out there.
And how do you know how much something should cost? Because one thing you never see in a hospital is a price list.
No, you don't. That's the problem. Actually, all the people who join these websites have to list their prices online.
Okay.
And there's, so everybody, you can go and shop for amongst them with colonoscopies, whatever you want, tonsillectomies, and see the prices. And there's something called Medibid.com where you can actually put what you want to do up on a website and doctors will bid for your services. So
wow.
There's a lot of ways to do this.
Medibid.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting out there.
I love that. Oh, hey, I'm at the site right now. So it's kind of like the eBay. Like, hey, I need this procedure, and you put it up there, and doctors will compete to provide that service. And what always happens is you get that jaded person that goes, yeah, but do you want to go with the one that gave you the best deal? Well, you can still independently check them out. It's not just like you're solely going on price. You still have an ability to look at their reviews and their education.
Absolutely.
And how many years they've been. Isn't that right?
board certified physicians mostly are independent, so they're not employees of a hospital. You know, that's not who you're searching for. These doctors like myself who decided not to play this game where you have to see as many patients as they can throw at you. You have 7 minutes per patient. I'm not going to do that. It's not part of my Hippocratic Oath. I want to spend as much time as my patient needs, and I want to practice medicine with the Hippocratic Oath as my center. And that's the type of doctor that gravitates to these types of websites, because we love what we do, and we're not interested in becoming a cog in a wheel. And I think that patients now need to become consumers, and a lot of patients are settling for whatever, and you don't have to. If you know what's out there, you know exactly what you're looking for, you can find a doctor who fits your needs. If you want someone like a doc in a box, then go for it. But if you don't, then these are websites that I highly recommend, because I would go to these places myself.
And tell us again about the cash only surgical center that's in Oklahoma. That is so interesting to me.
Yeah, it's awesome. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma, people go to that website, they list their prices, and their prices are all inclusive. So it's the doctor fee, anesthesia, and OR, and post-op, all in that fee. And what they've done in their city is that they've forced the hospitals to compete. And their prices in their city has dropped because patients became consumers. They could see what it would cost to take their gallbladder out. And they would go back to the hospital and say, can you beat this price? And the hospital would meet it. And if they didn't, they'd go to Surgery Center of Oklahoma. So you understand now the power of competition. If you have something that you can actually compare, take that number back to whatever city you're in and say, look, I know I can get it done for this. Can you meet it? You'll be surprised how much the hospital will bend to your will. They want your business, but they really want people who don't know what's going on who will say, I'll pay 10 times more for the same procedure or it's the same lab test. I mean, it's ridiculous. If you know that they're gouging you, nobody in their right mind would want to enter that system. It's not better. It's just bigger.
And then one thing we've never had you talk about that I remember is this medical tourism. And you've got here medretreat.com on your website. Mm-hmm. So I clicked on it and it says they're the people that wrote the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Medical Tourism. And tell us what this, I mean, obviously you're traveling to another country, but to sort of the average person, this sounds crazy. Like, okay, so I'm going to go to, I don't know, Haiti to have brain surgery and people would laugh at you. Right. But that's not what we're talking about.
No, we're not. We're talking about an American-based company. And so this company is based in the U.S. They go out and actively go to all the locations that they send people to, and they do their due diligence. So they meet with them. They know exactly what the facilities are like, what their outcomes are, and they negotiate in for the patient. So it's a known quantity. They have some high-end specialties for cardiac, for ortho, and they're really reasonably priced. And they're not in war-torn areas. They're in really nice areas. So I think that's another option that people would be amazed. Dental work that really can be exorbitant here in the States, you can go elsewhere and get really excellent prices with doctors who actually train in the U.S., most of them, believe it or not.
Wow.
And then go back to their home country.
Maybe get a little vacation in there, too. I'm looking at, like,
exactly,
the list here. Argentina, Costa Rica, South Africa, Turkey. You know, these are not like third world countries where, you know, you're going to have the Three Stooges doing surgery on you. That's, I think, the problem. And I think that those kinds of myths are really propagated too by the industry, because as you've talked about before, it's not the doctors in this whole equation that are making all the money. It's the insurance companies and the hospitals, even these nonprofit hospitals where you pull their annual report, they're a nonprofit, and the president is making $3, $4, $5 million as a salary running a so-called nonprofit hospital.
Well said. And they're not paying any taxes into their community. And they're not giving charity care for the most part either. So they're really making out, you know, as if they're the end-all, be-all, and they're just making money on the backs of patients. And let's be honest, 7 cents of the healthcare dollar actually goes to the physician. And in an average hospital, there are 16 administrators per physician. So think about where your money is going. It's not to pay the doctors, it's to pay all the ancillary staff, all of the administrators who are there to make sure you bill correctly. That's not healthcare, in my opinion. And it's become even worse since Wall Street stepped in. So now you have these urgent cares that are popped up that are corporate driven. And it's really just a conveyor belt so they can make money on you. Telemedicine is becoming kind of the same thing. And I think it needs to be distilled back to the doctor and the patient. And the patient, in, you know, I know my patients. They call me up. They get me on the phone. I call them after hours. There's a relationship that we've had for years. That doesn't go on anymore. You get a different doctor every time you walk in. They don't know who you are. The chart's not there. The computer's down.
Whatever happened to Marcus Welby, MD?
Well,
you're probably too young to remember that.
No, I love that show. And he's alive and well in an independent physician's practice.
Yeah.
That's how I practice medicine. And I love what I do. I really just, I want to retire with the same mindset. I don't want to be burnt out. I don't want anybody to take my joy away from me and the ability to care for my patients. And I think patients now need to expect that standard. If you want that standard, it exists. And go to my website and you can figure out
what a system where you can actually be charged for fraud for underbilling someone.
Yeah.
That may be the bombshell of the entire show. Now, if you're listening and you're someone that this is your year, you've got to make some decisions. You need to check out her latest article at drelainageorge.com. That's Dr. Elaina, George.com. The article is titled The End of the ACA Mandate and the Beginning of Healthcare Consumerism. So in our last 30 seconds, Dr. George, all this is good news. We're going to see things shake out for the better for consumers this year.
They already are there. You just have to find them. I think everything's going to be a lot better as long as patients take the initiative and take their power back.
And Obamacare will soon be just a bad memory, right?
For the most part, I think so.
It'll disappear. Off into the sunset it goes. All right. Dr. Elaina George, thank you so much for joining us. Again, check out our website. So much great information, and many of the alternatives we've discussed are there. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.